let's welcome our comedians, and today it is Tereda and Donna Brookbanks. Kia ora, kia ora, welcome.
Kia ora, I want to go to the river, and I want to paddle down the river in a massive pumpkin.
You would.
It's a life dream, actually, that I have. Like, I want to fit myself into some form of gourd. Is a pumpkin a gourd? I don't know.
It's not a melon.
No, it's not. I want to hollow out a vegetable and travel a distance on water.
Would pumpkin be your choice of veggie?
Well, nothing gets big enough otherwise. Otherwise, you've got to get lots of smaller vegetables and assume they're going to float and fashion them into some kind of a raft.
I suppose a pumpkin is the most buoyant.
I guess. Look, the reason this has come, hasn't just come from nowhere, Catherine. It came from someone in Australia. Australia's biggest pumpkin this year was, I think, 900 kilos.
That's a lot of pumpkin. 900 pounds.
900 pounds. Oh,
what's
that in kilos?
I don't know what that is.
Because I've just been at the Martin Harvest Festival, three Sundays ago, I think, beautiful day. They had a massive pumpkin there that was 569 kilos or some such thing. That's a big pumpkin.
That's and half a tonne, eh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
408 kilograms for the 900 one.
What?
Our one's bigger. So Martin, the man who were two, bigger pumpkins. So you could fit two. That's a pumpkin built for two. Romantic
oh,
little pumpkin
so
paddle
romantic.
Down the Manawatu River. Look, they do it in Hamilton as well. I don't know that they've done it for a while, but for a period of time in Hamilton, this says a lot about Hamilton. They used to get them, and you would go paddling on the lake, and they would have a procession of pumpkins that you could hollow out and paddle.
I really just go round in circles, Donna, like because they're round.
Oh, an aerodynamics question.
Mm. Oh. I mean, you'd be much better off hollowing out a water,
like putting like petals
no, no, no,
in
no,
it.
No, 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 no. It's a big courgette cord.
Marrow. Oh, you could. They get so big. It only take 2 days from the moment you go, that's perfect. I'll come back and get that tomorrow. Oh, now I've got a canoe.
Do you know what, though? Weirdly, though, this pumpkin was actually, it was originally a shoe, but it turned to midnight and...
Good one.
Thanks.
I knew there was a reason you were here.
I can just see you in one of those, outfits that you used to wear when you were doing your history plays touring the country.
Oh, yes.
Sitting in a pumpkin and just quietly doodling down a river.
That, yeah.
I can totally envisage
you that.
You could
do that. Funny that. If it didn't get big enough, I could wear it as a helmet. a bit of biodegradable headwear. Cut little eyes in it.
I feel like they would hit a rock and immediately
I feel like I've
explode.
Done this. Why would I not remember if I'd worn a pumpkin or a melon as a helmet? Maybe I saw someone doing it.
It does seem on brand for you.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, look, you could put if something happened and I passed away and you needed my body
I
for something.
You were going for a good segue. You've got a glint in your eye
it's like
there,
Raider. I build up. It's like I planted the pumpkin seed and here we come. It's formed into a 900-pound biodegradable helmet of segue. There was a woman in Brazil. I don't know.
I'm so
whether,
happy about this story.
I don't know whether she'd organised the loan in advance or
on
the day.
Like it.
But she needed her uncle to go and sign the papers. But very inconveniently, he dies on the morning of her appointment. And she, not to be thwarted.
No.
And this takes a lot of strength.
Gotta love a bit of initiative.
Gotta love initiative. Loads him into a wheelchair, wheels him in.
To the bank.
To the bank. Gets to the front of the counter, trying to sign. They're suspicious because he seems, they say, a bit pale.
He's a bit pale. Also, not answering any of your questions. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's just what he's like.
Just what he's like.
He doesn't really talk much.
Yeah.
Bit pale.
And she's going, oh, you're right, uncle. I'll take you to the hospital. She's trying to get the papers signed. What I love... Because, you know, we live in an age now where we used to hear about this and you'd think it was urban legend. Now there's video.
Yeah.
I would love to have been one of the people who were just utterly unaware of what was happening in the queue.
Totally didn't know.
Didn't know.
But what about the signing part? Did we not get that far before?
I don't really. I think the bank, what did they say?
Well, no, she put the pen in his hand, I believe, and then was like... Sign it, uncle. Here you go, sign it. And his head's lolling around.
Oh, this is so wrong.
It's not the first time. I mean, who can forget? What's the name of the movie? You know it.
Weekend
you love it.
Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. There was a couple of Irish guys who Weekend at Bernie'd a few years ago. And there was
their uncle too,
their
weirdly.
Their uncle. What is it with uncles?
Be careful, uncles.
And they thought, oh, uncle's dead, but we should probably just try to get his pension. And so they load him up into a wheelchair and they push him through town.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Times are tough.
Yeah, they're in jail now. but, you know, good initiative.
Well, free food.
How do you smell today?
I think I forgot to put on deodorant.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm real self-conscious of it.
Funky.
This
is the worst thing about having to come and work in a studio. I say this, quite often we do pick up little bits of news stories in this segment that would otherwise slip past. And we did not pick this up last year. Eden Park, thanks to a recent article by the wonderful writer Greg Bruce, has released, I found this out, they've released a fragrance. $170, you can smell like Eden Park.
And who wouldn't want that?
Just sort of, I get, I don't know.
What do you think the notes are, Ryder, of an Eden Park fragrance?
Liniment.
Grassy green, mud. bit of mud.
Yeah. I love the smell of freshly mown lawn. Mm. There'd be a bit of lawn smell.
I get that, sweet.
Desperation.
Tears.
I haven't...
Losing.
Is there a smell? Is that a smell? Is there an aroma that you can attribute to losing? Just the smell of sort of...
Tears, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Oh, tears have a lovely smell, like the sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
nonetheless, for 170 from your average rugby park just down the road. That's probably, and there's manicured and looked after.
Yeah, might smell like coffee from Kingsland.
Look, I spend a lot of time in toilet blocks around the place. I do a lot of outdoor activities, you know, events, and I'm always in a toilet block. And I've also been to the toilets at Eden Park recently. They do not smell like your average, you know, provincial breeze block. Toilet block. They've got an aroma all of their own.
Very specific smell.
Yeah.
That breeze block toilet.
And it varies as the seasons go through as well. Very different kind of more sort of biting aroma in the summertime, softer on the nose in the winter.
That surprises me because I would have thought cricketers would have smelt less smelly than yucky rugby
It's more
players.
The kind of, I think...
I get it, the climate, right?
Yeah, the climate. Anyway, if you want to spend $170 and smell like Eden Park, turns out you can.
Go right ahead.
Not for me, thank you.
I'm loving the Uber lost and found story. Nightmare, really, you know.
Have you ever left anything in an Uber?
I've left them in taxis, and then you can never get them back because they have to go in a police station or something.
My phone. I left my phone there a couple of times, and you know, and then you watch it travelling around the city. It's like, oh, so annoying. And then
having
particularly
more of a life than me.
It does have more of a life than me.
Hitting the clubs.
So Uber, and they've published their list every year. There's something new. Small prop rat skeleton, a candle labelled "See you in court." I wonder if it was a scented
candle.
A candle.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, a candle labelled "See you in court."
What a lovely present.
How would you lose your toupee?
I guess it falls off.
You just didn't notice. Sure,
that's not a good toupee.
Or you've got it, or you've...
You might have been a bit the worse for wear.
Could have been.
You sort of ended up on your side for a bit, and then the toupee fell off.
Any number. Look,
I also like that it specified it as a frontal hair toupee.
Oh, well, I can understand that. I'm ageing. You always look at this list, though, and you think, I'm just not living my best life. I don't have, and someone did, until they left it in an Uber, a personalised blanket bearing the photo of the passenger. Like, what did they get it done themselves? Was it a present that someone gave them?
They must
have
been coming from a 40th. I don't know why I said
40th. It's a weirdly specific thing for... If anyone's got a 40th this year, guess what Donna Brookbanks is getting you?
Someone left their paternity test there.
Yes.
I want to know what a burrito steamer is.
So do I. Because I've seen that thing on the television recently, what's called a creamer. A creamier? You cream things and you put them in the fridge and then or the freezer and then you
blend
them.
Oh, like an ice cream.
Like an ice creamer, but you can put just anything in it and make your own ice cream. And it's one of those things that you look at and your first thought is, oh yeah, and then you think, it's going to be difficult to clean and you're going to end up thinking, what can I make
with this? And you just put
this?
It back in the cupboard with the bloody air fryer.
I was like that with one of those bubble machines, you know, like a
I love like my bubble machine, my carbonator thingy.
Yeah, I had someone gave me kind of a bad bottle of white wine and I'd run out of Prosecco or something, and it was a hot day. I thought I'll fizz my wine.
It says
and
not to do that.
No, I know why.
Liters and liters of champagne. These are YouTube on
all
that.
Over the laundry at that particular time.
See, that's why they tell you not to do it.
Yes, wouldn't have left it in an Uber though.
What do you make of the 14-year-old who had a row with his parents? And
I love
then...
this guy. This is dedication.
This is.
He heads outside. They wouldn't let him wear a tracksuit into the village. And so he goes outside.
Shame the family.
Shame the family. And he begins whacking the lawn with his granddad's pickaxe or something. And 6 years later, he's fashioned himself a little underground house, which is very fitting. They say it's a bit wet and it has a bit of a smell. Classic teenage boy's room.
Well, put that in a cologne bottle and sell it.
Yes.
Oh, no, don't do that. Yuck.
Yeah. I love it, though. I want to have a kid where you go, instead of saying, you know, go to your room, get outside and go to your hole.
Go to your hole.
That's my life
get
dream.
Get in your bunker.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's got...
I like that through the article, they don't actually mention what the parents were like. Please don't dig a house in our back garden. Yeah. Like, what were they like?
But it's not
just
a hole.
He's reinforced the ceilings using arched entrances and vaulted ceilings with reinforced columns to prevent potential collapse.
It's phenomenal. He hasn't just dug a hole and sat in it and it's filled up with water. This is like an underground
lair.
Palace. A lair.
Oh, no, palace sounds better.
Well, like a palace. More a lair is, it's a lair. So he's
and he can wear all the track pants he wants for as long as he wants.
He can. His mate brought around a pneumatic drill, and that's when things got real serious.
Yeah.
And he reckons so far the grand cost of his lair is about £50, so it's at about $100 bucks for his lair. 6 years' work.
Incredible. Maybe I should build one in the
Maybe
back
Maybe you
garden.
Should. Do you have a back garden?
I have a courtyard.
Oh, yeah? You could put a... Yeah? What's...
Cheaper rent.
Yeah? You could sublet.
Don't try this at home, folks. Thank you, Tarada. Thank you, Donna Brookbanks.